Hello?
Hi!
Who is this?
Both of us are.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to put my supervisor on. His name's Rob. And he'll take care of everything, and I just want to apologize, but here's Rob for you.
Actually, Matt, can you, I thought you wanted to,
Rob, ma'am. If you want to be the assistant manager here, you need to step up and tell this lady what the problem is, because she needs to know what's going on, and I don't feel comfortable telling her about it, because it wasn't even my fault. So I'm sorry, ma'am.
What is going on?
Ma'am.
Here you go, ma'am.
Have you received your pizza?
Yes.
I'm very nervous. It's hard for me to tell you this. Have you ate the pizza?
Yeah.
How are
what
you?
What did you do to the pizza?
I did nothing to the pizza. I did nothing to it. It was one of my associates. One of our pizza makers.
Cactus.
I'll make you think, stupid.
Cactus.
Get off the phone.
Cactus.
This cocksucker.
Cactus.
You've got to be crapping my balls.
Cactus.
I think this girl is a hoe.
Cactus.
You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You're blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
Get out this fucking phone, leave me alone.
Hello everyone, you're listening to the Snowplow Show. This is RBCP, and today is May 26th, 2016. We're going to call up some more condo petition people, because I didn't get a lot of people to answer the last time I tried that out, but I did a live show earlier today, and a bunch of people answered, so I actually got to talk to people who signed a petition saying that they do not want dirty gypsy people renting their condos. Condos are for homeowners, not for dirty gypsy renters. That's what the petition says here. So that's what's happening on today's show, and today's show is sponsored by FOD87, who just happened to catch his very first live show today. He was in the chat room, and he mentioned that today was his first live show. Even though he's been a listener of the show for a really long time and a supporter for quite a while, congratulations, FOD87, on your first live show. It is completely your fault that the police were called on me several times during this live show by homeowners who think it's the police's business when someone is wacky at them. So thanks a lot for that, FOD87, you big jerk. Hey, don't you wish you could listen to live shows like FOD87? So you could sit in the chat room and throw out ideas that I would probably ignore. Wouldn't that be great? Well, guess what? It's really easy. All you have to do is follow Phone Losers on Twitter at twitter.com/phonelosers. And then instruct Twitter to send you a message, send you some kind of alert whenever I tweet something. I really don't tweet a whole lot on the Phone Losers account, mostly just when there's a live show, but then occasionally I'll tweet other things, like random prank videos or other things. But that's all you have to do. It's pretty easy. Just keep an eye on the Phone Losers Twitter, and whenever it alerts you that a show's about to start, you go listen to the show. I usually broadcast on YouTube, which has a chat room. That's the chat room we're talking about. And if you'd just like to experience the chat room, you know, later after the show's ended, you can listen to a full version of the show that has the chat room in it. Has it on a video, along with me on the video, you know, with the chat room right there along the side, so you can kind of follow along as the prank goes along, and you can see who I stole my ideas from. And if that's something that interests you, all you have to do is support the show for $5 a month at phonelosers.org/cactus. Or you can do it through patreon.com/phonelosers. Support the show and you'll have access to the entire video archive, more or less. And there may or may not be other perks, who knows. But the whole point is that you need to support the show so that I can do this more often and make more shows per week. I know I've been saying that forever, but it just hasn't gotten to a point yet where I can quit my day job and do this constantly, every day. I'm always busy with stupid work and stuff. But you guys have been great about supporting the show. I really appreciate everyone who's been supporting the show, especially you guys have been doing it for years. So thank you for that, and I guess I should shut up now and we should start with the live show that happened earlier today. Here it is. I can't remember if I'm allowed to say who sent this to me, so I'm just not going to do it. But it's the guy that sends us lots of city-type things, petitions, and we've done sidewalk petitions before from this guy. He sent us all kinds of cool things. Anyway, so these people, they are... Is this a sidewalk petition? This isn't a sidewalk petition. What am I talking about? This is a deed shall specify that all homes are to be owner-occupied. So this is not a sidewalk petition. What am I talking about? This is a petition for condo owners, and they don't want renters living in their condos. What do they call it? Because renters are dirty gypsy people. That's what the petition says here. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start calling these people. I've made my phone number, hopefully, should show up as the city of Marquette. Can I remember that? Do I need to write that on a post-it? I think I can remember that. City of Marquette.
Hello?
Hi, Robin.
Yes?
It's Dave from the city of Marquette. And I'm calling because you signed a petition here about the condos that you don't want renters in there. Ma'am? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, because I said a bunch of stuff there before, and then you replied with hello? Like you're really confused or something.
What can I do for you?
Oh, well, did you hear the part where I said I'm with the city of Marquette? This is Dave?
No.
Oh, so you couldn't hear me. I could have sworn you just said that you could hear me. Okay, so I'm calling from the city of Marquette. My name is Dave. I'm calling about this petition you signed about condos. Confirm receipt of the previous message I just said. Did you hear all that? Ma'am, hello? Okay.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and...
Should I leave a message? Let me try her one more time. Maybe I'll... I don't know. The nerve of her, though. Just hanging up on me. Like I did anything wrong. Oh, now it's just busy.
Hi, you've reached 51...
Nope.
Nobody is here to take your call right now.
Okay, let's see. Her name was Robin Roy. Next person is Jeremy Roy, but he has the same phone number. After that, we have Emma Roy, who has a different phone number. I don't know. I feel like if Emma answers, I should say something about Robin and Jeremy. That's a good one, Gloria. Call Emma Roy, call her Hemorrhoid.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
That's a good one. I wish I went to junior high with Emma Roy. I would have called her that all the time. Ew, it's Hemorrhoid. Here comes Hemorrhoid. I should leave Hemorrhoid
your
a message.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 9.
Let's let it say the number.
5, 3, 0.
Oh, come
2,
on. I'm not going to leave 3. A message just so I can say Hemorrhoid. That's dumb. All right, I'll save her for the next time, if I do a next time. It's called Daniel. Facebook mob. Let's see what I have. You guys in these Facebook mobs.
Hello?
Hey, Daniel?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Dave from the city of Marquette. And I'm calling about this. I don't have time for small talk, Daniel, okay? Now, I'm calling about this petition you signed for condos about not wanting renters there.
Okay.
Do you remember signing this petition?
Yeah.
And did you know that the petition was also partially a contract? What the hell? Okay, I guess I just need to start being nicer to people. I'm getting hung up on because I'm not being nice. All right, Facebook mob. I have two of them that people have sent to me. Let's see. I like this one. This one, it's a Facebook page for the supporters of Norrell Sidewalks. Norrell is a town somewhere. I don't know where. Yeah, I have no idea. I don't want to figure it out. You guys will figure it out. But anyway, it's a Facebook page. There's 241 people that like it. It's not super active, but I think they would probably get really pissed off if, I don't know. It's a sidewalk thing. Supporters of Norwell Sidewalks. Did I say Norrell? Norwell. N-O-R-W-E-L-L. Not Neural Sidewalks. Nick Caesar. Norrell. Norwell, I mean. I posted a link in the chat room on YouTube. And, you know, I guess you can't do reviews for them. I was thinking about, you know, finding this place and calling all these people. It looks like a really nice city. I don't know. Whatever you guys want to do, have fun. Go crazy. I'm going to call the next person on the list. Okay, I'm going to be nice to the next person. I'm not going to tell them I don't have time for small talk. Going to be nice.
Hello?
Hi, this is David from the city of Marquette. Is Margaret?
Yeah, hi.
Is Margaret around?
Well, I think you have the wrong number.
Oh, this isn't Margaret's number?
No.
Okay, well, I'm calling from the city, and I know you're lying, so just get Margaret on the phone.
This is John. The number here is 22632. Nobody named Margaret lives here.
Listen, I can't motherfucker.
I'd like your last name.
Oh, I'm not giving you shit, because you're not giving me Margaret, so I'm not going to tell you my last name. You know, whatever.
I'm calling the police right now.
You're calling the police because I'm rude? Are you going to be like, hello, police, someone was rude to me on the phone. Please send all units immediately. He's gone. All right, you guys, I'm fucking up everywhere today. try not to laugh at me, but that was John's number. That wasn't Margaret. Margaret's next. I'm such an idiot. I don't even know how I made that mistake. Okay, let's call Margaret now. At least he got pissed, right? That's all that matters.
Hello?
Oh, hey there. This is Dave from the city of Marquette. Is Margaret around?
No, she's not. Can I take a message, or can I help you?
Well, I'm calling about this sidewalk petition that she signed, or I mean this con...
I think you've already called us one time before about other people making calls and saying things that aren't true, and it's not really you guys.
Yeah, have you gotten any more calls like that?
No, we haven't.
Okay, well, hey, you don't need to be a smartass. You know, you don't have to bite my head off. I'm just asking. I'm trying to find out if
everything's... Well, actually, I didn't bite your head off at all. I just restated what you said.
Okay, right there, what you just did, you bit my head off again.
Well, we'll just have to disagree. What's your name?
My name is Dave from the city of Marquette. I already explained that.
Okay, Dave, but I'm not being rude to you, and as a citizen, you need to back off a little bit. You know, we get lots of calls from people. For all I know, you're not a legitimate call, right? You're calling me about other illegitimate calls.
Well, you know what? For all I know, you're a burglar in Margaret's house, and maybe I should call the police on you.
Dave, what's your last name?
Like, how am I to know who you are if you're going to be like
Dave,
that?
Because you called me on... Dave, what's your last name?
I don't have to tell you my last name, you stupid motherfucker.
Actually, if you're calling me from the city of Marquette, and now you're swearing at me... I think I'll come down to City Hall tomorrow and see if I can find you.
I don't think you're even related to Margaret. I think you're not supposed to be in that house.
Oh, goodbye.
And I'm fearing for Margaret's safety.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Why do you think you're going to see me tomorrow? Is that a threat? At least a lot of people are answering. Challenge them to a duel. Okay, T-Blazers. Okay, So the city is calling and warning people about these calls. So maybe I should start off with a warning about, fake people calling in. Top Hendauer says I need to tell them that they have to personally evict the renters. That could be fun. Hello, Margaret. This is Dave from the city of Marquette.
Mm-hmm.
And have they contacted you yet to let you know that we've had some prank callers calling in? And
yeah, they did, and I told them that I haven't got any.
Okay, that's
fact, talked to Nancy Semenoff yesterday and let her know that I'd gotten a call from you guys, but that I didn't. She wanted to know what time you called, and I couldn't remember before. But, yeah, no, I haven't
okay.
gotten anything.
Okay, that's good to hear. I think those have died down. That was just, like, happening last week. I guess some kids got a hold of our numbers.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. All's well.
Okay, that's good to know. I'm actually calling about this petition you signed for the condom, the condos.
Right.
And
right.
I just wanted to let you know that the petition worked, and the renters, we're kicking them all out this week. They're all basically homeless now, thanks to people like you. And,
I didn't think there were any renters in the.
Oh no, there were several. Yeah, there were several, but we've kicked them out. They are homeless. They have to find. You know, we don't care what happens to them.
You know, when somebody pays that kind of money for a house, and the original agreement was that it was going to be.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree.
Oh, that's just nuts. Yeah.
Renters are dirty gypsy people. That's what I always say.
Well, Nancy sure put a lot of time and effort into getting that petition going.
That's true. Yep.
So she's very happy that it turned out the way it did.
We're going to need you to come and visit with some of the renters we threw out, and we're going to need you to explain to their children why they're homeless now.
Oh, I don't know that I could do that.
We need your help. You signed this petition, and as I'm sure you saw the print on the bottom that says you are going to be responsible for either actually evicting the renters or explaining to their children why they're homeless now.
Oh, so, I'd like a copy of that.
We'll show it to you when you get here to talk to the children.
No, I don't think I can do that.
No, you have to. You signed this thing, and if you don't do it, we're going to, you know, you're going to be in trouble.
Your name is what?
Legal document. This is Dave from the city of Marquette.
Your last name?
Wilson. You can call me Big.
Okay. And your phone number?
It'd be 9-618.
Okay. Thank you.
When are you going to be able to come out here and break a bunch of little hearts?
I don't know when I can do that.
Okay.
I've got a pretty tight schedule.
Well, you know, at least you've got a home, and you're not homeless like these children. And we need you to come out and talk to these children and tell them that they're homeless.
I didn't know there were any children living in those houses at all.
Okay, well, that's no excuse. I mean, you signed the petition. They're out of, you know, they have no place to go now. They're going to be staying in a shelter and eating from a soup kitchen, thanks to you. So we just need you to come out here and explain to them all that stuff.
And where is here?
Just come down to the city clerk's office, and we'll make sure the family's here to meet with you and you know.
Hey, I'll have to get back to you after I look at my schedule.
You're probably going to... Can you bring some tissues with you? Because, you know, there's probably going to be some tears.
I'll be able to handle it if I come.
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
We're actually in the soup kitchen. We're making the soup from their tears. The tears of children who are now homeless. Oh, City of Marquette, can I help you?
Yeah, this is Margaret calling. I signed the petition for the Picnic Rocks houses for making them not rentals.
Oh, that.
And I just got a call that I'm very curious about.
Go through. Oh, you got a call from someone here?
Well, they said it was from there. Dave Wilson?
Dave Wilson. Oh, yeah, he's in the office. He's a couple doors down from me.
Okay, and he's telling me that because I signed the petition, I have to come down with and bring a box of Kleenex to tell these children that they're homeless.
Oh, that you're the one. Okay, that one. Yes, we're going to have families here today. Were you wanting to make an appointment to come down and tell these children that they're homeless?
I just don't understand that because I know there was, from my understanding, the gal that I signed the petition, it had to do with the Picnic Rocks development.
Correct.
And I didn't even know there were any children in any. There's not that even many houses there. There's only about four houses.
Yeah, well, we did have to kick out a couple families, and there's children that are homeless now. They're staying at the homeless shelter here in town, the one over on 4th Avenue.
And he was telling me that because I signed the petition, I agreed to talk to people?
Yeah, well, it's on the bottom of the petition. It says all homes are to be owner-occupied. By signing this petition, right. I agree to either evict families from their homes personally, or I will talk to their children and let them know why they're homeless.
Okay, I will get back to you.
All right, are you going to be able to bring a box of Kleenex with you?
Well, that's what he said, too, and that just sounded hokey to me.
Oh, well, no, it's true. These kids are going to be crying. You're going to have to deal with a lot of crying children that you've made homeless, you personally.
No, I did not mean I put personally. I just signed
the
petition.
Oh, you signed this petition.
The original agreement was that it would not be rental property. It would be home-owned.
Right, yeah, okay. Well, if that makes you feel better about making children homeless.
I don't appreciate the major guilt trip. I'll get back to you after I check on a couple of things. Thank you.
Maybe you should have thought of that, about that before you signed this petition, ma'am. That lady was great. All right, let me cross her out. For those confused, you know, just in case they're new listeners, when someone hangs up their home phone, it doesn't really hang up right away. So if you hit a dial tone, play a recording of a dial tone, and they pick back up, they're going to hear that dial tone, they're going to think they're dialing a number, then I play a recording of a phone ringing like this, and they think they're talking to whoever they just called. Teehee! Ah, oh, the Facebook raid, how's that going? Let's take a quick look. Chris Sims, he wants to know, can we discuss innovating crackless sidewalks at the next meeting? My mother's back has been broken many times by careless pedestrians. Good one, Chris. Dave Davidson, he wants to know if anyone else saw that cactus close to the school. It was just looking at me, giving me these cactus snake eyes. Who put that there? I think it's terrible. It may well be an act against God. And then Sully says, I love these sidewalks. The urine smell has decreased significantly. Just three things so far. Oh, and then there's visitor posts. Got to read the visitor posts. Oh, wow. Okay, there's a lot of visitor posts. Billy says, man, I love their glory holes and cactus cooler Saturdays. Hobos provide the best glory hole services. Gloria Carter. Norwell sidewalks are amazing. The streets are filled with gypsies, hookers, and chupacabras. There are public glory holes, and once I got sucked off by Brad the Dancing Chupacabra. Norwell is filled with the old, new, and disturbed. Sidewalks are also slanted sideways, so wheelchairs do wheelies, and the retards can't walk. Thanks, Norwell. Emma the Hemorrhoid once sold me my own chupacabra last week. That's great, Gloria. Sidewalks also allow the homeless to loiter. Allowing sidewalks in Norwell is a sin. In Norwell. And then there's a picture of some homeless people being hassled by cops. Is this almost over? Pete, Norwell sidewalks impede on the rights of Jewish people like me. Brandon says, can we bring beer to the next meeting? I also have a good recipe for a cactus mojito and tools to install glory holes in the middle school's bathroom. Lewis says, I support Norwell sidewalks. When I was homeless, I slept on one. Nicholas Caesar says, I love this sidewalk because it's full of ghosts. Okay. And that's it for now. We'll come back to this later, I guess, maybe. I almost want to call Margaret back. But I won't. Why would I do that? By the way, the idea for saying that the renters are now homeless and you have to work in the soup kitchen, I guess, that was an idea from the last show I did about sidewalks. That's from Nathan Adkins. So thank you, Nathan, for that idea.
Hello?
Hello, Andrea?
Yes.
This is Roy from the City of Marquette?
Yes.
And I'm just calling to let you know, has anyone called you yet to let you know that we have some prank callers calling in and impersonating us?
I haven't been hit with anyone, but I had a tip-off last week from someone in the city saying it could happen.
Yeah, well, they've caught the person that was doing it, so I just want to let...
Oh, they did?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah, wonderful.
Yeah, it was John McComb. He lives just down the street from you. He's just some bored guy.
Okay.
Yep.
My gosh, he needs to find something to do.
I know, he's a grown man making prank calls. What's wrong with him?
Yeah, amen.
Yep. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yeah, well, that is good because, my gosh, wow, I wonder what he was thinking that gave him the right. Eh?
I don't know, he must be mentally ill or something.
Mentally, but yes, and you know, it's like those people that go off the deep over all many other issues.
I hope he gets the help he needs.
Yes. So, thank you for letting me know, because I was alerted, and I was out of town for a couple of days, and then but I have not had any repercussions. And
oh, that's good.
I'm aware of the issue that I signed. I mean, I wouldn't have signed it if I didn't realize.
Yep.
And I think they won, didn't they? I mean, they...
Oh, yeah, actually, I'm glad you brought that up. The petition worked, and they had some renters over there, and we've decided to select you as the person who's going to go over there with the eviction papers, and you have to knock on their door and tell them to get out.
Oh. Ooh. Okay.
Yep. Yep. When do you think you could do that? Because we need to get them out of there ASAP so we can comply with this.
I don't think I want to do that.
Oh, well, no, it's easy. We'll give you the paperwork.
No.
If anything goes wrong, just make sure you have a cell phone so you can call for help or whatever.
So there are renters in there?
Oh, yeah, there's renters in one of the houses, and we need to get rid of them.
Oh, there are.
Yeah,
and they need to be out. Well, you know what? That's a good job for Nancy.
Well, no, it's a good job for you because it's your job. But we're going to have you do it.
No, you're not.
No, definitely. It says here on the petition that you signed, by signing this petition, I agree. If needed, I will go and evict the people myself.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to renege on it. I have health issues. There is no way I can do that.
We have your signature. We're going to need you. They have kids in there. You're going to need to tell the kids. Tell them mommy and daddy are bad people and we're kicking them out and you're going to be homeless. We're going to need
you to do that for me.
You have to do it because you signed the petition.
No.
We need you to do this, sir. Ma'am. Oh, yes, ma'am. We have your signature.
It isn't going to happen. It won't happen. I can't. I am a handicapped person. I am not going to do that.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, they have a wheelchair ramp going up to their home.
I don't
care.
So
it's fine.
Too much stress.
It there for the postman.
Okay. I am not interested. I cannot do this. I'll call Phyllis about this because I know her.
It's not a matter of being interested or not. You signed this paper. We have your signature right here that says you're going to go in there and evict the renters. You're going to evict these dirty gypsy people.
Yeah, well, there's other people on the list, and you can get them to do that.
And by the way, you are welcome to call them dirty gypsy people. We're pretty sure they're running a criminal organization in that house.
Really? Oh, Jesus.
They might be having they might have a meth lab. Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah.
Have you ever done any bounty hunter work?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Well, I'm just checking. Just got to write this
down. Okay. No. Peaceful little citizen.
Okay.
A peaceful person, and I did it as a favor to Phyllis. And
you don't even live there?
I understood the issues.
You don't even live there?
Pardon?
You don't even live in the neighborhood?
No, I do not.
Oh, well, why do you stick in your nose in their business for?
She was looking for signatures. Because if this happens there, it could happen at other places.
Yeah, but that's just dumb. You don't even live there. I mean, she may as well
have
gone and got signatures from people in New York City or something.
Yeah, well, maybe she did. I don't know. But she came here personally.
This all sounds like fraud.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Maybe I should let these people stay in their home, these renters, and we'll just kick you out of yours.
Wow, how come you're being like this?
Well, because you're not cooperating. You're supposed to go over there and kick them out. And
now sorry. No happen.
Maybe you can go eat in the soup kitchen.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe you could, too.
Well, I don't think I should have to, because I didn't do anything wrong. I'm not going around fraudulently signing petitions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. Well, I didn't think I was... I'm a, a city of Marquette person. And I did do it for her. And that's the way it is.
You committed fraud for her. Good job.
Okay. Yep. So you'll have to go back to her.
Well, look, we're going to organize an angry mob of people to show up at their house and try and get rid of them that way.
Okay.
Do you own a pitchfork?
I don't think so.
Do you have, maybe a large stick? You can wrap some cloth around it and make a torch?
I don't know. I got a hoe for my garden.
Oh, perfect.
I don't know, with some picks on it.
A hoe would be perfect.
Okay.
Well, you just need to have some sort of a makeshift weapon.
Sure.
Yes. And we're gonna converge on their house tonight at 8 p.m., right around 8:30.
Are?
Yeah,
okay.
Sunset. Okay. So the torches will look good.
Oh, okay. Well, did you call the Journal Times or the Journal?
Oh, no, we don't want to involve them because, this is kind of sketchy what we're doing.
Oh, okay. All right. So, and you work with the city?
Yep.
And you're doing all this?
Well, yeah, we have to get rid of the renters. How do you think we're going to get rid of them?
Well, I have no idea.
I want those bratty little kids out of that home.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to let you go.
They can starve to death for all I care.
Tonight. Good luck tonight. Oh. And
you're not going to show up to the... To the mobbing?
I don't think so. I am not well today, and I'm just not gonna. That's the way it is.
It's okay. We'll have a wheelchair ramp there at the mobbing.
Oh yeah, sure.
No, we
sure,
will.
Sure.
We will. We
You can.
The city of Marquette. Our mobs are always handicap accessible. That's our motto.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, good luck.
If the renters aren't out tomorrow, would you be interested in maybe going over there in the middle of the night and setting their house on fire?
Good Lord. I don't think so. I mean, I'm just not going to do that.
Okay.
I don't know where you're coming from.
I'm just asking.
I really don't know. I can't believe you're a city employee talking like this.
Well, we have to do something. What's all that banging in the background? Do you have
hostage? I'm having some siding put on my house.
Oh, okay. Sounds like
got so someone driving me crazy.
Ah, those guys.
Yes. So, okay, good luck.
Okay, we're going to crucify those renters.
Okay.
Yep. And,
all right.
Please, don't tell anyone I asked you to set their house on fire, okay? That's between me and you.
Jeez. Okay.
And
whatever.
We are going to be kicking you out of your house or probably raising your taxes just out of retaliation because you won't serve their eviction papers.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Jesus, I'd like to call somebody and tell them what you're saying to me. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Well, I think I'm going to call someone and tell them that you keep taking the name of the Lord in vain at me, and that's very offensive.
I do?
Yeah, you said Jesus.
Oh, well.
I think that was in vain.
Well, whatever. Okay. All right. I'm going to hang up now.
Okay. All right. Well, try and think of those children we're kicking out of the rental.
Okay.
They're going to be starving and homeless and probably have to sleep in the rain tonight.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. Well, I hope to see you at the mob.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Have a nice day.
Right. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Oh, shit. She hung up already. I'm just sitting there with the dial tone running. I'm being told in the chat room that the supporters of Norrell Sidewalks are deleting posts, so I may not get to your post. It may just disappear forever. Yep, there are no comments on the latest one. On the second one, there's a comment by Billy Butt from just now. He says, the glory hole services along the sidewalk need to be inspected. Some of those hobos have STDs and make my penis swell up when they go to town, in quotes. Although the cactus coolers are delicious, I believe those hobo booths need to have some serious snake eyes glared at them. Q. keep up with the delicious cactus coolers, though. Okay, thanks, Billy, but... oh, look, here's another... Oh, no, that's an old one. Are they deleting the visitor posts? Let's see. John Prankster. Wow, that's a great name. These sidewalks are filled with all kinds of interesting characters. I witnessed two gay men having butt sex outside of Rappy McRapperson's mansion. A guy named Corbin was jerking off at the payphone. And a lady was selling food stamp tacos while giving children snake eyes. Good job, John Prankster. You got all the references in there. Every single one of them. The sidewalk is so comfortable, it helps my back when sleeping. I'm moving in. Bring your change for this poor hobo. That's from Daniel Garcia. Buster Casey says, these pathwalks better be wheelchair accessible and ADA compliant, or when Matt Hillock comes to town, he's going to take issue with you gumps. Yeah, that's right. I think that's it. I think I read the rest of them. But yeah, posts are disappearing from the supporters of Norwell Sidewalks. If anyone wants to make a post on there, you should, but it's probably going to get deleted. That lady, Andrea, she seemed to think I was the city even after I was saying all that crazy stuff. Even Odd says Chad deleted the petition. Damn it, Chad. Can't do anything right.
Hello.
Hello, John?
Hello. Which John did you want?
John.
Speaking.
Oh, hey, John. This is Dave from the city of Marquette.
Okay.
And, I'm calling to find out about this petition that you signed.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, you were saying you don't want the renters in the condos anymore. And you do realize that by signing this petition, you've volunteered to house 5 refugees from Nigeria for the next 6 months?
What are you talking about?
This petition. You know about the condo?
That had nothing about Nigeria on it.
Yeah, it did. On the top, it had the condo thing, but then on the bottom was the contract part. It says, by signing this contract, you agree to have up to 4 Nigerians stay at your house for 6 months. They're refugees, so you'd be helping.
I hear you there, but the lady that brought the petition around didn't tell me anything about that.
Yeah, well...
Did you see that on there?
Yeah, well, most people...
Who put that on there, by the way?
Oh, it was on there the whole time.
No. Who originally put it on a petition that would be on there?
I think it was Nancy. Nancy did it. Yeah, but...
Nancy's...
Yep, that's the one.
Pardon me?
Yes, that's the one. Because she doesn't want to tell you about the Nigerians, because if she tells you about the Nigerians, then you wouldn't sign the petition.
Well...
But, it's okay. They're nice people. They're Nigerians.
I don't understand this whole thing.
Okay.
The only reason I signed that is because the lady that brought it around said that she's disturbed that once the houses are built, then they're going to be rented. When they originally built their houses, their homes, they were told, you know, that they were theirs, everyone's in this. There were 17, I think, lots there. They would be sold to people who would build their homes on there. That's what they were told. So
yep.
I said, and now that they're reneging on that to the people that have already bought them. So I was willing to sign that. That sounds legitimate to me.
Yeah.
That if they were told that everyone would be owning them, they're living in them when they're built, and now it's being reneged on. That
hey, don't be
I
racist.
Sign that. Pardon me?
Yeah, but don't you think you should be helping out the Nigerians? I mean, that's a legitimate thing to do too, right?
I'm not going to get into that part because okay. I knew nothing about that. Well, so I'm not answering any question on that.
They're going to be there.
I'm just concerned with the fact that these people were told that they would all be owned by the people that live in, that built them. Mm-hmm. They would be living in, mm-hmm. and that's what. Mm-hmm. The lady that I signed it for, I've known her for years. She's an old friend. And
well, she's not that good of a friend. She's got you putting Nigerians up in your spare bedroom now.
No.
So how many bedrooms do you have available there for the Nigerians?
I don't have any of them. You know that. You're just trying to bullshit me now an awful lot.
What?
Because of the fact I signed it. So what? I signed it what I thought was legitimate. I'm not putting up any Nigerians.
Well, I'm not.
I don't care whether they're in need of homes or not. I'm not in that. That's nothing that I
okay,
signed
well, is
for.
It just because they're Nigerians? Are you being a racist?
No. Who the hell are you anyway?
I mean, would you let them come stay with you if they were Americans?
I want to know who I'm talking to.
My name's Roy from the city of Marquette.
I want your whole name.
Roy
you
Gerbel.
Said your name was Dave before.
Yeah, Dave Roy.
Dave Roy.
Yep.
And what are you?
What am I? I'm a human being.
What position have
you
in
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were asking if I'm American or white or Nigerian because you're racist.
No. What position are you in the city?
I'm an office worker here at the city clerk's office.
Well, why are you calling me?
I'm calling to let you know that the Nigerians are going to be there first thing in the morning, and they're going to move in.
Bullshit. Come on. No, cut it out. Are you a lawyer?
Of course I'm not a lawyer. I work for the city.
Well, then why are you calling me?
Well, why would they need a lawyer to call people and let them know that they're Nigerian?
You're harassing me. You know what you're doing? You're harassing me.
This is not harassment.
I'm calling the city police on this.
No.
Goodbye.
How is this harassment? Here, let's see if I can stop him from calling the police. By the way, that's the guy.
Hello.
Hi, this is Dave from the radio station 103.3 The Gerbil. And we were just kidding around. We're not really with the city.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, we're just kidding. It's just a joke.
Well, that's not much of a joke.
Well, it's kind of funny.
What channel are you from?
We're 100.3 The Gerbil.
100.3. Okay, the police will know about that.
Well, no, it's not a police matter. Okay. What's he going to say to him? Hello, police. Our radio station tricked me. How's the police going to deal with that? Huh? Dave Davidson says 100.3, the refugee. All right, let's move on. I have four numbers left on the second page. This first lady, I have no idea what her name is. I think it starts with an M. Maritime. Whatever.
Hello.
Hi. This is Dave from the city of Marquette. Mm-hmm. And is this Mr. Welks?
Yes, it is.
Hey there. Did they call and let you know that we've been getting some kind of people prank calling from this petition here? We've been getting.
I think my wife did.
Your wife's been making the prank calls?
No, she told me something about that anyway. Oh, no, okay. She don't make prank calls.
Well, is she the one that signed this petition? It looks like she has horrible handwriting. Is it Manure Welks?
No, she wouldn't have signed. She's a smart woman.
Well, no, it starts with an M. It looks like Maritime or Manure Welks. I just needed to know whose name to put on this Nigerian form for the refugees.
Well, she's not Nigerian or anything like that.
Oh, no. This petition that one of you signed, I can't tell. But anyway, one of you signed this, and it says you're going to be letting Nigerians stay at your home for about 6 months, some refugees.
Nope, nothing like that.
Oh,
nothing.
Yeah, it's this condo petition. It's a condo petition / Nigerian refugee contract. And they're going to be...
I don't know anything about it. I know she wouldn't... when she gets back this evening, I'll call
Where's she at?
She would never say stuff like that, my wife.
Well, it's not that she said it. She just signed this paper that said she's going to let the refugees stay at your home. So how many spare bedrooms do you have there?
No, we only got one spare bedroom. We're not.
Well, that's plenty. They're used to close quarters. There's only going to be five of them. So if one bedroom should be fine.
What the hell are you talking about? That ain't going to happen.
Well, no, they're going to be there tomorrow morning. She signed this petition/contract for the refugees.
No, that never happened here.
You're saying you don't want the Nigerian refugees at your house?
Hell no. I never heard of such a thing.
Well, are you just being racist? Would it help if there were white people?
No, I don't want any of the son of a bitches here. Who the hell are you anyway?
Well, I don't know why you're being so racist. She signed this.
I'm not being racist. I said I never heard of such a thing. We never ask anybody to come here or nothing. So don't give me this bullshit. Well,
your wife, Manure, she signed it, right? We have her signature on this paper.
That's bullshit.
Yep, Manure. Yep, correct.
That's bullshit. She never wrote anything like that in here.
She signed her name, and she signed your address.
I don't give a fuck who signed her name. Well, where the hell are you? I'll come down there, and we'll settle it, okay?
You don't need to get mad just because you're a racist.
I'm not a racist. Who the fuck are you?
Then why aren't you letting Nigerians stay in your house?
I don't let anybody stay in my house.
Then why would your wife...
Who the fuck are you?
This is Dave from the city of Marquette.
Oh, bullshit. Go fuck yourself.
What do you mean, bullshit? How is that bullshit? Call him back? Why should I call him back? What am I going to say to Manure? Here, let's call him up from the radio station.
Yes?
Hello, Jerry?
Yeah?
Hey, this is Roy from the 100.3 FM The Gerbil. We're a wacky morning radio show. And we were just kidding. Yeah. We were just kidding with you about those Nigerians. This is just a joke.
Oh, okay.
We were just kidding around.
Okay, that's
yeah,
all right.
Yeah, yeah, Maxine put us up to it. She's like, you should prank my husband. It'll be so funny.
No, come on. She didn't do that.
No, she did. She's a listener of the show. She calls in every morning and says funny things to us. She's our favorite caller.
That's not true.
It is, too?
No, it isn't.
What do you mean?
Don't call me anymore, okay?
Okay, well, I need your permission. We're going to air this on the radio tomorrow. Jerry? Hello? Jerry? Okay, I called him back. Yay. I made him realize it's a prank, so now he's not fuming angry anymore, so I guess that's a good thing. Maybe he doesn't have to take his heart pills now.
Hello?
Hello, this is Dave from the city of Marquette. Is this Bonnie?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Bonnie, did someone give you a call and let you know that we've had a problem with prank callers calling up people who've signed petitions?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay, we just wanted to make sure you knew about that, and that was happening last week. I'm sorry?
Oh, about what petition?
Looks like you signed a petition for condos. You didn't want renters in the condos.
And they're getting prank calls down there, you mean, or the owners of them?
Well, no, you put your phone number on this petition, and some prank callers have been calling people,
How are they getting that number?
We anyone that wants the petition, a copy of it, can come in and ask for it. It's all public record.
Oh.
So we, I see. Basically, we handed the list over to a prank caller.
Oh.
Yep.
No, I've never heard anything like that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to let you know that the petition worked, and they're not going to allow those renters to stay in those condos anymore. So it worked.
The reason I signed it is because two of my friends live there, and I have a couple friends that also own places there in the condos. So, I mean, I just took their part, you know what I mean, how they felt.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
why I
yeah.
signed it.
Well, yeah, that's good. I'm really happy you got involved, and it really made a difference. Mm-hmm. You know, we're getting rid of those renters, those dirty gypsy people.
Well, I'm glad it worked out.
Okay. You do realize we're going to need you to come over to this house and evict the renters. We're going to give you the paperwork, and you're going to have to knock on the door and let them know that they need to get out. They have.
Why would I do that?
Because you're on the petition, and we just pick someone at random, and we're gonna we're going to have you do it. You're going to go there and evict them.
Well, I don't know if I want to do that.
Well, you signed the thing here. It says you agree to evict the renters if the need arises.
Oh.
Yep.
Well, I'll call the person that brought me the petition, and I'll have them come with me if that's necessary.
Okay. Well, you have to do it, though. We're contracting you to do it, so you have to hand papers. They have three very small children there. You're going to need to explain to the children.
Yeah, what place is it?
It's over there on Street Winter or whatever. I don't know. But you know, they have children. You're going to have to tell the children that they're going to be homeless. Explain to them that their parents are deadbeat renters, dirty gypsy people, and they're going
to
be homeless.
I don't have to say that. I just have to say that they're going to be evicted because they don't want the renters.
Right, but we have to send a message. And if you could just be really rude to their kids and make them cry. I mean, you know, if you make their kids cry, they're not going to do this again.
No, I won't do that. I will make the statement and I will tell them, and I'm not going to go into acting.
Well, no,
I will tell them the facts.
You don't
and why
have,
they
to
have to.
I know it's not acting because when I said dirty gypsy people,
well,
you laughed.
Would you do it?
You laughed.
Would you do it?
Well, no, it's not my job. I just work here in the office.
Would you do it?
If they asked me, if I was going to sign a petition that says I will do it, then I guess I would have to.
Well, we'll see about that.
Okay, but you need to tell the children that they're going to be eating in the soup kitchen from now on.
No, I'm not telling them that.
Tell them they're probably going to be sleeping on a sidewalk tonight.
I'm not going to do that.
Tell them they have
what is your name?
My name is Dave. I'm from the city of Marquette.
Dave who?
Yep, from the city of Marquette.
What is your last name?
Who? H-U, it's Chinese.
Okay. City of Marquette. What department are you with?
I'm in the city clerk's office.
City clerk's office.
Yep. So that's going to be tonight. If they don't get out, then we're going to organize an angry mob of people, and that's going to include all the people that signed the petition.
Oh, boy, aren't you making the people who signed the petition feel guilty about signing it? That's what it's coming down to, I think.
What, you're feeling...
What is the address of this place?
You're feeling guilty?
You're making me feel guilty.
Oh,
that
you shouldn't
I
feel guilty.
I signed a petition that I have to... Well, the way you are wording it, I think, isn't very professional.
I'm not trying to make you feel guilty.
I think it's the way of telling them.
I'm not trying to make you feel guilty. I'm just saying that you're personally responsible for three kids becoming homeless this week. That's all.
No, I am not personally responsible.
Well, you signed
Those memes on that. There's all those memes on that petition. I am not personally.
Okay.
All of us are personally.
Ma'am, do you know who else said they're not personally responsible? The Nazis.
Are you something else?
I'm just saying. They didn't feel like they were responsible.
Well,
just they're
just
like,
you,
I'm just another cog in the machine. I'm not the one killing people. That's all Hitler's doing. It's not me. You know? So anyway, we're going to organize an angry mob of people to show up if they don't get out within 2 days. Ma'am? Bonnie? Hello?
I hear you.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to organize an angry mob. Do you happen to have a pitchfork or a hoe or a torch?
I think you better talk to the mayor of the city of Marquette and tell him the wording that you're giving me for signing a petition. And if you would give that to him, all the words that you've been saying about getting
somebody
else.
The mayor knows about this. The mayor, he's listening on the extension. He knows all about this.
What is this address?
Of where you're going to show up to evict the children?
The property you're talking about, where is the address?
Oh, I don't know. It's over there somewhere.
You don't know.
Well, I don't have it with me.
You don't know, and you're calling me and saying all these things, and you don't
know.
Well,
we're going to have you come down to the city building, and we're going to hand you the address. You know, we'll hand you the paperwork that shows you.
Well, I'll tell you, this is one of the bad calls that I've got. Maybe you got the list, and you're calling, and it's trying to scare people on it.
Bad,
I don't know who you are.
Bad calls? What are you talking about?
So we'll let this go, and I will talk with someone higher up than you.
What do you mean you don't know who I am? How do I know who you are? You could just be saying that you're Bonnie. How do I know you're really Bonnie? Because Bonnie knows.
Bonnie.
Done with page two, everyone. I'm surprised so many people are answering. Last week when I did this, nobody answered. Let's finish up this last page of petition people.
Hello.
Hello, Sue?
Yes.
Hi, Sue. This is Dave from the city of Marquette.
Yes.
Hey there. Did you receive a phone call from us last week? We were just letting everyone know that somebody was making prank calls to people who signed a petition.
Yeah, I did get a call.
Okay, mm-hmm. We just wanted to make sure. I wanted to let you know that they figured out who that was and they've put a stop to it and everything.
Okay, so everything's yep. groovy now.
Yep, everything's fine. So we shouldn't have
okay,
to worry
great.
About that anymore.
It's good to know. And, thank you for calling.
Oh, no problem at all. And also, I need to let you know that the petition worked. They're going to go ahead and get rid of those renters from the condos.
Oh, okay. All right.
And
well, there. Shows you that sometimes those things... Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
difference.
Yeah, they make a difference. We really appreciate you getting involved in everything.
Sure, and, no problem.
You are aware that by signing the petition, we're going to... You've agreed to let a Nigerian stay at your house for about 6 months?
No.
It's going to be 4 Nigerian refugees. They're just going to be there for 6 months.
Is that all?
Yeah, just 6 months. How many spare bedrooms do you have?
No empty ones.
Mm-mm. No empty ones. What can you empty out? Do you have one that you're just not using for
garage.
Much?
The garage.
Okay, so you think Nigerians should stay in a garage?
No.
Okay, because that's not
a big... I think you're pulling my leg.
No, I'm not pulling your leg. You think if they asked Jesus if he would watch Nigerians, he'd be like, well, I'll just put them in the garage. They can sleep on the floor like dogs.
I have to go. I'm really busy right now.
What are you busy doing? What are you doing? So, let me give you some fun facts about that lady. Her name is Sue Bell. B-E-L-L. And I noticed her name, the last four digits of her phone number is 2355, which just happens to spell Bell. And I know that because a lot of phone companies, you know, back when all the phone companies were called Bell, they always made the last four digits of the number 2355, because they thought that was really clever. But I've never seen a person make their home phone number the last four digits of their name. That's kind of cool. By the way, everyone, Toppendower, he's the one that said I should personally evict renters.
Hello?
Hello, Karen?
Yeah.
Hey, Karen, it's Dave from the city of Marquette.
Oh, yeah, hi.
And I just needed to talk to you real quick about this petition for the condos. You didn't want renters in the condos?
That's not for me now. That's for Picnic Rocks.
Oh, no, you signed the wrong petition then.
Oh, yeah, no, I support that. That's right, yeah.
Okay, well, you signed it. It says right here, it has your signature and everything.
I did sign it. I'm the president of condos, but it's not about our rentals. It's about...
Right, yeah, you don't live in...
No. A lot of the people that signed the petition don't live in... There's only about two people that do.
Oh, I see. So you're just being a busybody. You know, you don't even have a personal issue with this.
Well, I certainly do.
Kind
of. First of all, how do I know? Because I've talked to the city clerk now. He's called me two or three times.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to some investigator.
Uh-oh.
And I don't know if you're a third person, but they told me that somebody's got an app that when they're calling people and telling them, asking them 100 questions about why they signed the petition, and now they got to vote for Donald Trump, and... You got a real screwball here in Marquette. Well, I'm in Escanaba. I have two homes. But I'm the president of the board, and I'm not approving, and I'm going to talk to the residents and tell them to watch out. They scared the daylights out of one of my residents when they called and threatened her.
Oh, what'd they threaten
and
her with?
And on top of it.
How they threaten
and
her?
And on top of it,
don't answer
now
that.
They have some apps, so when they call, the app makes it look like they're from the city. And so people are afraid to answer questions because now they're... Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm listening.
Well, I got all kinds of... There's all kinds of interference.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
What a mess.
Yeah, yeah. We did have an issue with prank calls last week. I think they figured out who it was, but did they make threats? I don't think they made threats, did they?
Oh, yes. They were threatening one of our residents.
What did they threaten
him
with?
And listen, I was just bodily harm. I was going to...
That's bullshit.
I was going to buy one of those lots at Picnic Rocks because I have a five-bedroom ranch in Escanaba. I guess I'm used to having my own space, but there's so many condo issues I'm getting so fed up with trying to... Every day I spend time resolving issues just at... silly, silly, silly stuff. This dog barking, somebody complains, and so on.
Yeah, those people.
And yeah. I'm just really getting fed up. So I thought, well, I'll buy something at build my own place, okay? Then I start looking into picnic
rocks. Well, you already
rocks.
Have two houses, right? You already have two houses. Why do you need a third? Are you going to sell one?
No, I don't want to live too close. North Bay, you're living on top of people. It's like an apartment building. I want my own house.
Well, why don't you sell your other houses and stop, you know, taking up all the space?
Why? Because I can afford to have a couple of two, three homes in different cities.
But that doesn't
cities.
Mean you should. It's bad for the earth. Why don't you donate your extra houses to homeless?
Are you from the city?
Donate your extra houses to homeless people. You know, be a good human being.
What is your name?
My name is Dave from the city of Marquette. You know, what would Jesus do? Would Jesus have three houses and only live in one? No, that would make Jesus...
I'm going to go to the city. What department are you in?
Ma'am, that would make Jesus an asshole.
What department are you in? You're the asshole. You're the one that's making the prank calls, aren't you?
No, I'm not making prank calls. I'm just you just told me that you have...
Somebody from this city would never talk like this.
Oh, we're human beings here, ma'am. We can talk
about... And you talk about Jesus and ass and everything else?
I can talk about Jesus. What's wrong with talking about... You're against Jesus now?
And so you're David in what department?
I'm just in the city clerk office here. I was just calling people on this petition.
Okay, I'll be calling them back in a few minutes. I've got better things to occupy my time
okay,
with.
Okay, you don't need to yell
at me.
But
I'm going to talk to the city manager about David in the deputy clerk's office.
Okay, well, you don't need to yell at me about it. You know, I'm just doing my job, and she's gone. Well, that was a good last one, right? That was a good way to end this whole thing. To end this segment, anyway. Yeah, I should call her back just real quick and say, hey, 100.3 The Dribble, you've been butt slammed. Butt slammed.
Butt slammed. Butt slammed. Butt slammed.
That's what I got to say.
You wait for me to call them back. Don't bother me anymore.
No, ma'am, I'm calling you from 100.3. Wow, she tells you how it is. She doesn't take orders, she gives them. I wonder if she rents out one of her houses, or she just lives in a new house each day of the week, wherever. Okay, hold on. Okay, let's read the sidewalk petitions real quick. Norwell sidewalk petition, supporters of Norwell sidewalks. Oh, look at this. Billy Butts comment from 49 minutes ago, that's still there. But there's no new posts, so let's look at visitor posts. Looks like Roy Gerbil, he posted just now. He posted the word anal. Good job, Roy Gerbil. Good job. 13 minutes ago, we had Ian. He wrote, just the other day, I was walking down one of these fabled pathwalks, that's in quotes, whereupon I was fragantly. Are you guys just using big words to fuck with me? What does that mean? Fragantly attached? He was fragantly attached by the smell, no odor of dirty gypsies everywhere, strewn about like cigarette butts, like the hippie episode of South Park, all bumming spare change and attacking my sense of smell of gypsy funk and patchouli. Please take some time and fix this issue. All right, thanks for that, Ian. Making me not be able to pronounce things. That's your fault. Jacob. Jacob says, sidewalks are for stupid bitches that get charged stupid bitch fees. I'm a boss ass bitch and a cactus. Very prickly. Roy Gerbil says, nice try, cunt. Can't get rid of us. 5 stars. JonBenet. Whatever that means. I don't know. Oh, look at that. They're deleting all of the comments. All the other ones are just completely gone. The supporters of the Norwell sidewalks, they are taking control. So that's good. That's a good thing. Thank God. Oh, by the way, the person who submitted the Norwell sidewalks thing, that was Nikki D. So thank you, Nikki D, for submitting that. He wanted me to do a prank request. He wanted me to call the people in the neighborhood. And I might do that someday, but not today.
Hi, Roy. This is Nick with Nitro Incorporated. We're just calling to let you know that we're going to go ahead and acquire the Snowplow Show. So from this point forward, It'll be the Snow Plow Show presented by Nick Pill Incorporated. So, yeah.
Okay.
But due to the fact that we're buying your show, we're going to have to cut your pay if you make any pay. We're going to have to take half of all the money you make from this.
Shit.
So, yeah. Eat a bag of dicks. Cactus.
Okay, hopefully I don't forget to say the Snowplow Show, sponsored by Nick Co. Incorporated, at the beginning of every show. I'm pretty sure I'll remember that, though.
Hey, Brad, it's Kurt. I was just at the gym today,
Kurt.
Pretending to work out, and all the power went off. And so, of course, first thing I thought of was you.
Aww.
But, dude, you should have let me know, because then I could have, like, filmed people's reactions and stuff. But
next time.
I looked at the treadmills, and unfortunately, no one fell off. So that sucks. But, yeah, so it's kind of interesting. I've never had that happen before. But I knew you're up to your shenanigans again. So anyways, thanks for the show.
It was totally me.
And you rock. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks, Kurt. No, that one actually wasn't me. It was someone else. It was probably Tabachi. Isn't he the one that used to do that all the time? Or I know he did it a few times at least. He would call up gyms and get them to shut off all their power. And then everyone on the treadmills would just fly off of them because they would stop suddenly. That's what I hope happened anyway. But it's too bad that didn't happen at your place. Sorry you didn't get to see that.
Hey, Roy. I mean, hey, Bradley Carter.
Oh, my God.
It's Christina.
How do you know my real name?
Transgender. Don't discriminate, please. I was just going to say I love the part of the live shows when you spell out your last name, which is, like, really, like, weird letters and say it's foreign. That's really funny.
Teehee.
And I love when you say, like, when you're on a call, you say, I'm waiting for the chat room. Love your show. Bye. Don't discriminate.
Yeah, whatever, you stupid transgender. Thanks for the call.
Brad Carter, Dr. Smoothrod here for a quick follow-up.
Yep.
You were curious about...
Quick as in 1 minute and 21 seconds.
The Sorensen video phone service for the deaf people.
Ah,
I, like,
that.
Left a message about it.
That old thing.
Show. Thank you. Anyway, so actually, it is a custom hardware device that hooks into your TV through HDMI. It has a webcam and has custom software on it that, you know, runs it. That it has, and the video recording, so the voicemail is a video recording of the interpreter that is actually left there. It's kind of a cool setup. And, you know, I will actually, if you want me to, I'll go and take pictures of the hardware device as well as it in action. Because it's actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple.
You're painting such a nice picture of it. I feel like I don't need pictures. I can imagine what it looks like.
And they actually, deaf people actually get it for free.
Bastards.
Through, like, some government grants or government programs. I think on every phone bill, at least with, like, landlines.
That's bullshit.
Everyone has to pay, like,
That's bullshit. I should get one for free. If deaf people get it for free, why don't I get one for free? That's discrimination of some sort. I'm sure of it.
Any for deaf people services, and that's part of it. So yeah, it's cool, dude. I'll get some pics up, yo. Maybe some video of it in action, you know. Anyway, all right, thanks. Bye, Brad. I love you.
If you guys don't know what he's talking about, then you suck for not listening to the past couple of shows. But he's talking about an answering machine for deaf people that has a video screen on it, and it's in sign language. It's a lady leaving a video message of sign language. That's bizarre. Okay, let's listen to Crimson's long-ass voicemail.
Hey, Brad. It's Crimson.
Hey, Crimson.
I'm sorry about my last mail. I know it was long.
Yep, 1 minute, 26 seconds on this one, so it's not nearly as long.
I thought the last part was pretty good, so... What I was going to ask is, what's your kind of, like, philosophy behind, I don't know if there is a philosophy, but, you know, prank calls are funny, but why are they funny to you? I think they're probably funny for different reasons.
Because I'm a sociopath, that's why.
Well, but to me, at least, part of it is, like, you know, people have these, like, authorities, like the, you know, Homeowners Association, or, you know, the manager, the corporate office.
Yeah, and, we're sticking,
you know,
it to the man.
Characters like you impersonate all the time, and it's funny that, like, they respect them so much that they'll just pretty much do whatever they say, and then they don't even have, like half of them don't even have the courage to even say anything back other than, what's your name? What's your name again? And, like,
pretty
you
much.
Know, like, they don't even know what to say. Well, who are you calling from? And, like, you have to repeat yourself 100 times because they just don't know what else to say.
It breaks their brain is what happens. That's why they make me repeat myself constantly, because they just don't know what to do. They're flabbergasted, to take a term from not Brad.
They don't even question you half the time. I mean, obviously, a lot of them, a lot of the prank calls don't work out because there's people like us that are, like, whatever. I'll just hang up or play along.
Oh, I don't know.
But otherwise,
I fall for prank calls all the time when they call my
home. They're like, you know, people get so worked up. And the other funny thing is that people get so angry. And so I'd like to hear what you thought about prank calls and what your thoughts are about that.
I don't know. I have to come up with a philosophy. I don't know. They're just fun. It's fun. It's a fun form of comedy. And then all of the privacy stuff we've been doing the past few years, that's just fucking insane. You know, the whole asking Domino's for all their customer info, calling up call centers and asking them for customer info and they just give it to you? That's insane. It's crazy. And then it's super fun because you get to pretend to be the call center that just gave up all of their customer info. So it kind of makes prank calls educational. That's my philosophy. Prank calls are educational. I'm educating the public. No, that's not true. I just think prank calls are fun. I don't have a philosophy. I'm just kind of a jerk, and prank calls let me be a jerk over the phone. And that makes me a nice guy in real life, because I get all the jerk meanness stuff out of me during prank calls. Yeah, that's it. That's what it is. It keeps me from killing people.
It's Josephina.
Hey, Josephina.
I'm in the tunnel again under the White House, where we usually meet.
Ah, okay.
I brought my knee pads.
Great.
And I can't wait to see your wonderful cactus again. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm a little upset with you. First of all, I've treated you pretty well as far as you being a doorman, because, I mean, really, let's be honest. But
you're a doorman.
You know, I'm watching this dude on Twitch, but guess I'm not watching on Twitch. Guess I'm never watching on Twitch. You're never playing on Twitch. So it's like you did this bullshit thing where you fucked with us. You're like, hey, I'm going to be on Twitch, but I'm not. So you know what, Brad? Fuck you, man. Fuck you, doorman.
Oh, come on.
I love you a little bit, but fuck you.
That's going too far, calling me a doorman. I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't say I was going to be on Twitch recently, did I? I said I might do shows from Twitch, which I might do, but I've never gotten around to it. And I used to play GTA on Twitch, but all of a sudden my computer can't seem to handle GTA. I really need to get a new computer or video card or something. It used to work, but it doesn't now. I think it's because I switched to Windows 10. Stupid Windows 10. So let's blame Microsoft and not me. Microsoft is the doorman. I'm not the doorman. Microsoft is.
Hey, Roy, you fucking dick. I just want to let you know I'm on a fuck ton of MDMA right now. And
that's
I'm standing
nice.
Here watching your Snowplow show. Figured I'd give you a call, man.
Drugs are bad. Yeah. Don't do drugs.
Hey, RV. I just wanted to say the new intro is awesome.
Thanks.
And get off the phone!
You get off the phone. You hang up first. Oh, look, he hung up. Glad you like the intro. I worked a good 10 minutes on that thing, so I'm glad my hard work paid off.
Hey, Brad, it's Nitro, first-time caller, long-time listener.
Hey, Nitro.
How you doing, big guy? Just wanted to say
you're a big
doing
guy.
A great job with the show. Keep on trucking, and I'll see you next time. Maybe when I'm not a minor, I'll consider supporting the show.
Oh,
take care.
Yeah, okay. Thanks in advance.
Roy, it's me again, man.
Yeah. Okay.
What's going on, man? Just wanted to say, Cactus, and I really miss Mildred Monday, man. She was a good lady.
And don't
she
we all?
Took the calls like a champ. And yeah, Cactus, man. Adios.
Okay.
Hello, Roy. This is Ahmed on Monday. I'm calling. I have prank idea.
Great.
Okay, we call the diabetic people, and we say, oh, you are on dialysis, right? And they say, oh, yeah, I am on dialysis.
Mm-hmm.
And we say, oh, no, too bad, we are all out of dialysis machine for you.
That's a great one.
All right, okay, looking forward to episode, bye-bye.
I'll probably use that on the next show. I'll just do a whole show of those calls. Can't wait for that one.
Dear Brad.
Hey, Corbin.
Yeah, hey, how you doing? I was just listening to some old podcasts, and I realized you have not been handing out homework assignments as of recently.
That's
What's
true.
What's going on with that?
I haven't done that.
So, how about this? Why don't we do poetry once more? Or even better yet, answering machine rap battles that makes the voicemails a little more interesting.
How does that work?
Blah, 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 blah. Use your imagination. Insert words here.
Well, I'm intrigued by answering machine rap battles, so I think that should be today's homework assignment. Everyone call into the answering machine, you know, the PLA answering machine line, and do your best rap battle. I'm not sure how that's going to work with just one person, but maybe if everyone freestyles a verse, it'll seem like a rap battle. Yeah, what a great idea. Let's do that. Rap battles on the voicemails. I mean the answering machine. Best idea ever, Corbin guy. You know what? I have more voicemails here, and I'm on the end of the show. I could just play them all, but I'm sick of voicemails. I really don't want to hear any more. Fuck all this voicemail shit. So I'm just going to save it for the next show, and that's going to be the end of today's show. So thank you, everyone, for listening. And thank you, FOD87, for sponsoring the show today. Don't forget to add PLA on all the things and support the show and all that stuff. I don't feel like giving out links. Just go to the show notes at phonelosers.org. All the links are in there.
No, I don't go to the go-cup places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the go-cups out the window because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
I'm a diabetic, and I drink water. I don't have a cup. Bottled water is what I do.
Well, you can't throw the bottles out the window.
I don't throw the bottles, no. I don't go to the go-cup places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the go-cups out the window because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
You know who lives next to me? Andy Anderson.
Oh, shit.
He just retired as the deputy chief of police for the city of Phoenix. I'm going to give him this phone number and ask. I think you have ADD.
No, I don't drink coffee, I don't even have a cup. I drink bottled water, so you need to back your facts up. I'm a diabetic, need to watch my sugar count. Coffee's not a beverage I drink when I'm driving about. I never drop litter in my whole damn life. If you see me sat in Starbucks, I'm content to use the Wi-Fi. I didn't see no secret camera hidden in the cacti. Andy Anderson is gonna fuck you up, wise guy. I don't drink coffee, it's not my drink of choice. I order spring water when I'm drinking with the boys. Caffeine is mean to me, there's nothing to enjoy.
What do you say your name was again? Roy?
I'm recording this call on my answering machine. I assure you that it's working, though you didn't hear a beep. I'm gonna take this tape and fucking march it down the street. Knock on Andy's door and get a hell by the chief of Phoenix, please.
No, I don't go to the go-cup places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the go-cup out the window, because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
I'm a diabetic, and I drink water. I don't have a cup. Bottled water is what I do.
Well, you can't throw the bottles out the window.
I don't throw the bottle, no. I don't go to the go-cup places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the go-cups out the window because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
No, I don't go to the go-cup places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the go-cups out the window because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
I'm a diabetic, and I drink water. I don't have a cup. Bottled water is what I do.
Well, you can't throw the bottles out the window.
I don't throw the bottles, no. I don't go to the go-cup places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the go-cups out the window because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
Do you know who lives next to me? Andy Anderson.
Oh, shit.
He just retired as the deputy chief of police for the city of Phoenix. I'm going to give him this phone number and ask. I think you have ADD.
I bet you're the most annoying neighbor ever. Like, every little thing that happens to you. I'm going to get the deputy. He lives next door to me. We're good friends.
Woo. Woo. Woo.
No, I don't go to the local places.
I'm a diabetic and I drink water.
Fuck yeah!
We've got our cacti is on you. That's our new slogan.
I'm not a racist. Who the fuck are you?
Then why aren't you letting Nigerians stay in your house?